Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Speech on. One. No way. The G. One. No way. The G. A. Speech off.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We're on fire for the Lord today, because guess what? He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we are so thankful for his blessings, because there's a new mercy every day. Grandma said every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Mr. V.T. Bird along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Are you there?
Hallelujah, yes.
Is there a fire over there set up in your bones?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Look, I need to tell y'all right now that we got some stuff for you today. Our day folks have been calling us and telling us about the miraculous hand step, hand move, manifestation, intervention. God been doing his thing. You know, just like the great prophet of the 20th century said, let it do what it do. And guess what? God's doing what he do. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, look here. I need you to do me a favor. Can you do me one favor?
Hallelujah. What is it?
Okay. Can you give the housekeeping suggestions to our thousands of radio listeners? That's right, because we're all over the world right now. Glory to God. Y'all folks in Australia, hi. They say down under. I don't know. Y'all on top. Y'all standing on top of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All over the world. Hallelujah. Magadan who magapo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Buenos tardes. Buenos noches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guten Abend and all that. Hallelujah. Kumbawa and all that other kind. Hey, how you doing? Pastor Peaches, can you give us the housekeeping suggestions,
yes,
if you would?
Hallelujah. Get your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your pencils, whatever you would take to school. Hallelujah. Because you're getting ready to sit down at the feet of the bishop and hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And get whatever you need to take notes with. Hallelujah. Then get your communion element. Hallelujah. Your bread, your toast, your juice, your water. And so we can all take communion at the same time.
Hallelujah.
And put everything before the Lord that you're designed. Hallelujah. Wherever you need healing. Hallelujah. And we're going to believe God for the healing to manifest when you take communion. Is this the meal that heals? Hallelujah. And we want to remind you, we want to share with you that we are having New Year's Eve watch night service.
Yes.
From 10 until 12:30. Hallelujah. Bringing in the new year. Hallelujah. The saints of God and praising the Lord. Hallelujah. With refreshments afterwards.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I just want to let our radio listeners know that this service is sponsored by the author of The Awakening of a Superhero, published by Christian Faith Publishing Company. And y'all can check that out. You go to BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com or iTunes.com. Or you can even go to YouTube and put in The Awakening of a Superhero, and there's a 50-second trailer for that book, and it's available in paperback and also as an ebook. And also, a portion of the proceeds is going to build a hospital in Uganda. So we thank God for all of you that are supporting this effort, and we thank God for all of you that are listening right now. And I just want y'all to get prepared, because we're getting ready to place some people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. And we have gotten reports from people, testimonies of how God has miraculously stepped in. People were scheduled for operations. They were stopped. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Others had miraculous intervention, divine intervention of God, as we place people's names up in the atmosphere.
Lord, hallelujah.
Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. So get ready. TD says that. I like that, so that's why I repeated that. Hold on just a second. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah. Again, place those names up into the atmosphere. Pastor Peaches,
hear it all, the
Bird, hallelujah. Sister Annette James,
hear it all,
Minister, hallelujah. Minister Maxine Lee. Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Fielder Lee. Hallelujah. Elder Kibby Stevenson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda Blackwell, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and glory to God. Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Beyonce. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah.
Dr. Andrew.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Dr. Audrey Bird. Hallelujah.
Glorious Ash.
Hallelujah.
James Bank.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Justin Harper.
Hallelujah.
Lady Sharon Harper.
James Bank.
Sharon Harper.
Dean Battle.
Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda Smith.
Teresa Beckles.
Sister Sandra Owens.
Sarah Bell.
Elder Tommy Owens.
Sarah Bennett. Thomas Bennett.
Minister Jerry Cleveland. Rick King. Hallelujah.
Brother Boopy.
Darrell Carter, hallelujah.
Karen Bostick,
hallelujah.
Crystal Branch.
Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah.
Tara Bright. Denise Brown.
Royal.
Margaret Brown.
Hallelujah. Elder Lester.
Darren Bowie.
Dale.
Harriet Burt.
James. Hallelujah.
Deontay Burton. Kim Butler.
McCoy.
Alicia Bird.
McCoy, senior and junior. Raymond.
Darcy Bird. Jeffrey. Tavon.
Tanya. And her husband, hallelujah.
Aaron Campbell.
Hallelujah. Elder Renola Carr, hallelujah.
Candace Chakra. Malia Carr.
And Adam.
Nola Carr. Donna Carter.
Kitty. Stephanie. And little Stephanie.
Antoine Chase.
Lorraine.
And Bonita Church.
And Justin and Julia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Joshua. And Little Mitchell. And Big Mitchell. And Darlene.
Bonita Church.
Family. I am
Brenda Clark.
Evelyn. Hallelujah. Carol Powell King. Carolyn Towers.
Hallelujah.
Joseph Towers. Hallelujah. Bishop Paul Harmon. Mother Agnes Harmon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeffrey Maria. Hallelujah. Bob Smith. Hallelujah, glory to God. Tanya, another Tanya. Hallelujah. George Duke, Tavon, another Tavon. Tavon. Hallelujah. Earl, another Earl. Still another Earl. And another Earl. Hallelujah, glory to God. Bless me, Lord. Maurice and Shirley, another Shirley. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Destiny, Cole.
Destiny, hallelujah.
Celia Cole, Grace Coma.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Betty Christmas, Avon Bellamy, hallelujah.
Marion Crenshaw, Shelly Curtis,
hallelujah.
Danielle.
Dominique, another Dominique.
Elijah Curtis.
Hallelujah, another Kimberly.
Prophet Cynthia.
Another Kimberly, hallelujah.
Sheila Davis.
Shelly, hallelujah. Sister
Dempsey.
Glory to
Gray.
Danielle.
Down.
Antonio, another Antonio.
Linda Mack.
Angelo, hallelujah.
Drumgold, Pastor Dunston.
Brother
Emmons.
Hennels. Kathy Moody.
Hallelujah. Mr. Eric.
Shirley, hallelujah. Glory to God. Michelle.
Irving.
And Shelley.
Apostle Evans.
Hallelujah.
Francis. Brenda. Mary.
Right, and David, God,
Tracy,
Tommy on,
Gloria,
Larry on,
Isabel, Leslie,
Rose,
Benjamin, Rudolph,
Valerie Montone, hallelujah, Sam, hallelujah, another Sam, hallelujah,
Lisa Harris, Mother Harris, Angie Harris,
Tony, and Don, another Don,
Anthony Henley,
another Don, hallelujah, glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson,
hallelujah,
Mansie Smith, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Darlene Smith, another Darlene, still another Darlene,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, get your blessings now. Hallelujah. Girl, don't bring those names up in the atmosphere of blessings. God, I'm going to put it in my throat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evelyn Dilsey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sharon Arnold. Sharon Rick. Your heart. Dr. Rick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Tony Brown. Hallelujah. Timothy Brown.
Thank you, God.
Deborah, Drew. Hallelujah. Valerie. Another Valerie. Regina Bruce. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Martha and Pat. Hallelujah. Paula Willie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gary Don Wilson. Harry Warstar. Maisha Warstar. Hallelujah. Margaret Brown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bob and Paula. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Manuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for his many blessings. We thank God for the miracles that actually stood, were taking place as we were placing people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moshe, by the yesterday. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We glorify his name right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going to play a selection. And after selection, you will hear the awesome, amazing, and talented, blessed, anointed voice of Pastor Willie Mae Peachesburg, who's coming with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus wants us to be his little children in their heart. Hallelujah. Even as adults, he wants us to be little, like little children in our hearts. Little children are easy. They're easy to forgive. They're easy to love. They don't remember things that you did. They just want to be your friend. Even if I have a grandson, and his he came home one day and he had a mark on his face, and his mother said, "Where'd you get that mark from?" "Oh, one of my friends pushed me into the locker." And she said, "What? Oh, I need to go up to school and talk and see about." He said, "No, mommy, here's my best friend." He had already forgiven his best friend. He called the person his best friend, and this person shoved him into a locker and put a mark on his face, you know. But he had forgiven him already. "No, mommy," he said, "you don't have to do that. He was my friend." It's like, oh, my goodness. But you know what? Well, I thank God we have a friend in Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he doesn't put marks on us. He just loves us. And he just wants us to love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to talk tonight about don't worry.
All right.
Don't worry. Be happy. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, and it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done because so much, young people, I know so much faces, y'all, so much. And sometimes people say, "Oh, you too young to have stress. What you stressing about? Straighten up your face. Straighten up your back. Do this. Do that." Young people, I know y'all have stress. Y'all have some stressful situations. Y'all have things facing y'all today that my generation did not have facing us when we were little. And it's so much out there. It's so much out there that's facing y'all that so many things that y'all see, so many things that you hear, so many things that your friends are involved with, you know, that we did not see. And now some of the things that you as a young person have seen and have experienced, I have not experienced yet. And don't look to experience it. Don't look to live through to be around some of the things that have come around you, or some spots that you have found yourself in. But don't you know we have a God that we have Jesus, and we can call on him any time, day or night. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And and around this time of year, so many of you worry about so many things. You worry about so many things. And people just want you to perform. If you want me to get you this, you know, you have to come up in your grades, and you have to keep your room clean, and you have to. And some things that may be asked of you, you may not be able to do when it's asked of you, because so much is coming at you at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So much coming at you at one time.
Hallelujah.
But don't you know, there's a scripture, I'm going to read Matthew 6, and it's beginning at the 25th verse. Hallelujah. And it says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Hallelujah. "Which of you, by taking thought, can think about it? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." Hallelujah. But we worry about so much. We worry about having the latest clothes. We worry about having the latest tennis shoes. We worry about having the latest this, the latest that. And you know what? And God doesn't want you worrying about these things. Live for the Lord. There's the 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you." And he does. So therefore, cast that care over on the Lord. Say, God, I need help with my schoolwork. I need help, Lord God, with the things that I have to do at home. Lord, my mom needs me to help a little bit more at home because she has to work a double shift, try and get money for around the holidays. Lord, help me to be able to get home from school and have time to help to do things around the house and help with my siblings and help do this and help do that. Don't you know, God will, when you offer those things up to the Lord, God will show you a way to get those things done, and you would wonder, like, oh, my goodness, how did I do it? And I'm going to share something with you. On Saturdays, a lot of times, I always have a to-do list. But sometimes the list on Saturdays would be so long because I wasn't able to do those things during the week. And now that I'm retired, I have to find myself saying this even through the week, not just on Saturdays. Lord, I commit this day unto you. Lead and guide me. The things that you want me to get done on this day, Lord, you bless. And don't you know that list that I would make that had 7 or 8 things, it have gone down, it will dwindle down to 3. If there was a meeting I had to go to or wanted to attend, the meeting was canceled. Somebody was going to have a baby shower. Oh, well, she didn't have the baby. There's no need of just going up to the shower. She's not going to be there. This person canceled out rehearsal, and it's I am serious. I've seen God do it. So and God, He's so much. He loves us so much more than a natural father, and He cares about us, and He doesn't want us stressed out. He doesn't want you thinking about, wow, I just want to get out of this life. People are asking too much of me, or this person did this to me in school, or this person did that to me. I'm just going to get a gun and just shoot up everybody. Do away with my stuff. Do away with this. No. Jesus cares for you.
Yes.
Don't you know there's nothing that you can come upon in this life or go through that Jesus can't take you through or He can't walk you through with it? He's right there. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is closer to you than your very breath, than the very breath in your body.
Wow.
He loves you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He will walk with you during the. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes in the midnight hour. I have been there. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. He will lift the burdens and the loads from your heart. Sometimes when you think, Lord, I can't take no more. Don't you know He is right there? He knows how to lift. Just commit it unto Him. Say, oh, God, I need your help right now.
Yeah.
Don't you know He'll send help from the north, east, south, and west? He'll bless somebody to send you some money in the mail. He'll bless somebody to knock on your door and bring you just what you need. He'll lay you on your name on somebody's heart to get you just what you need. And you'll be wondering, like, how did you know that? That's because you have committed yourself unto Him. He cares for you, and He's going to show you how much He cares for you. Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. And I just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow the young people, Lord God, tonight to just to feel your arms around them. Lead them and guide them, Father. Hallelujah. Don't allow them to think that they're all by themselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise you, God. I love you, Jesus. The things that you have done for me, Lord God, show and prove to your young people, Lord God, that you're the same God. If you did it for Peaches, Lord God, you can do it for them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, young people, and just imagine yourself climbing up on Jesus' lap and just resting your head on His chest and say, Jesus, take care of me. I know you love me. I know you love me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Saints of God, young people, try the Lord. Tell God to prove Himself. He'll do it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can't share nothing with you that I haven't gone through and I haven't experienced myself. And He loves you. See you Sunday. Back to you, Bishop Byrd.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's some folk that need God
in the pardoning of their sins. That some folk have kind of backtracked. You know, Jesus said, I'm married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Well, now let's examine ourselves, because this is a meal that heals.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So look, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Lord. We thank you for them. We ask that you are blessed, anointed, and sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we love your covenant names. And as we say your covenant names aloud, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you become that to us. So we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And again, Lord, your word says to examine yourselves. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless thee God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish and will prosper which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. As one thing you put above yourself is your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your healing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your healing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Lord God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies,
the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, and hallelujah, 1 John 3:1-2, 1 John 1:12-13, Galatians 3:26, hallelujah, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for the healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Your healing bread, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Right now, Lord, right now, right now, right now. Put that one and that one and that one and that one and that one right now in Jesus' name. Put a shakara little boy.
Yes.
Yes.
And
likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He declared, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is the New Testament in my blood.
Hallelujah.
This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13 and verse 23. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you.
Amen.
When I see the blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I
see the blood,
when I
see the blood,
when I see the blood, I will pass
over you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones,
yes,
our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire, hallelujah, against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie.
Yes.
By the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord.
Yes.
To my heart was the blood applied. Glory to
his name.
Glory
to his name, precious name.
Glory
to his name, precious name. There to my
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you now for our family daily confession.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our daily confession. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. Those who have sense enough to call on your name and those who don't. We're standing in the gap for them right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that the healing was taking place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now y'all need to call and leave the message on our phone, your testimony. That's 1-401-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. Call and leave that message after the service today, that God has healed you miraculously, that you had a divine intervention of the manifestation of God in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Can I take a deep breath, Pastor Peter?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise it, Jesus. Praise
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nope. Now, I need to ask you another question. I know I'm treating you as the answer woman, but you do have a lot of answers. You know that, don't you? Uh-oh. I didn't hear it. For a minute, I thought she had fainted. Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody get some water. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, I need to ask you another question, though.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Pastor.
Oh, okay. What time is it?
Time for the word, Bishop Bird.
Well, bless me, God. But Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save and seal with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Let it break forth in the north, east, south, and west, and that home, and that home, and that job, and wherever the listener is, let your anointing break forth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we praise your name today. And Satan, we say, if you notice right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the spirit of authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in all your satanic cords. We curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. The word that shall come forth today, you're defeated. We evict you in Jesus' name. Get behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, for it's truly yours. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
I'll let everybody else say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. Hopefully all of you are redeemed. Hallelujah. Even since this program has started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I feel my help coming just a little bit here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I feel it coming just a little bit.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, can you do me a big favor?
Hallelujah.
Can you read the scriptures that we're going to be dealing with today? Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
Praise the God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of his word. You know what? See, I need to remind people in radio land. That glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. Feet of God is the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Amen. I just had to do that. I'm sorry, y'all. Glory to God. Now, I want to talk to you about somebody named Leslie Towns Hope. Leslie Towns Hope. He was one of seven siblings, born in London, England. Now, I venture to say he may, even in England, he had a little tough time growing up being called Leslie. So somewhere along the line, he decided, I'm going to be a comedian. Because everybody's laughing at me anyway. I'd rather have them laughing with me than at me. So this Leslie Towns Hope was born May 29th, 1903. And he passed away July 27th. 2003, at 100 years of age.
Wow.
You know what? You know, sometimes I hear this in my head. It says, laughter doth good like a medicine.
Amen.
I hear that in my head.
Yes.
But anyway, let me go back to this. Somewhere along the line, he changed his name in theatrical, you know, when you get into theatrics, and he was in theatrics for over 80 years, by the way. They changed the name, and you know what he changed his name to? Because Leslie wouldn't do it, you know.
Yeah.
Before he started, here's Leslie Towns Hope, you know, people would start laughing, and he couldn't even get started. He changed his name to Bob.
Oh, I thought so.
Bob Hope. That was Bob Hope. And you say, well, why am I talking about Bob Hope? Hallelujah. You'll understand as we go through the message.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read that first scripture.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 1.
Okay, stop right there. Don't read it yet. The title of today's message is Ditch the Baggage. Ditch, in other words, throw away the baggage.
Amen.
Stop taking the baggage with you. A lot of people during this time of year, they become sad and melancholy because they know at least five people who passed away during this time in their life. They know at least some troubles that happen during this time.
Mm.
They don't understand that for most of the world, most people pass away between September 1st and December 31st.
Mm.
That's interesting. This trouble comes a lot of times in this time of year. And you say, why is that?
Wow.
The enemy wants to mask the greatest thing that ever happened to this world, the coming of the Savior, Almighty God. He wants to mask all that. He wants to cover it up. He wants, you know what he wants to promote? He wants to promote Halloween. He wants to be the, he wants that to be better than Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Mm.
And Halloween is not a celebration. It is something else because it's a day of death for many children around the world.
Amen.
Human sacrifices. This is an attempt of the enemy to depress folk. Because, see, if he can get you to buy in on the negative narratives,
mm-hmm.
you won't have time to thank God for his many blessings because they're many.
Amen.
You can't even count his blessings. Can't count them all. He wants you to forget that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, we celebrate his birth. He may not have been born on the 25th of December, but I'm going to tell you something. He was born, and that's the salient point about the whole thing. He came into the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. He did not come in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, to save folk. And that's why he came. So the enemy wants you to be depressed. And doctors and scientists and medical men and women all over the world want to give you a 10 or 15 page definition of depression. God, you know what God said? God said, keep it simple, saints. The KISS principle. Keep it simple, saints. Depression is the absence of hope. Because if you got hope, you got something good. You got something to lean on. You got something to fall back on. You got something to stand on. Depression and anxiety. You're being a baggage dragger. Read that first scripture again for me.
Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Those things that happened in the past, the negative things, you got to ditch them. Oh, I'm not minimizing how cool some things were. Someone passed away at an early age. Someone got killed. Someone was raped. Someone was a house was burnt down to the ground. They lost everything. I'm not minimizing any of that. But I want you to do this. You're carrying baggage into current relationships. Recent husband, and you carry that into your present relationships. So every time, every now and then, you open up that bag that you're carrying, and you go and pull out that stuff, and you start crying again, revisiting the pain and the hurt and the distress of that. God said, please stop doing that. Everything you think is a seed that's planted in your garden.
Amen.
The Bible says in, I think it's Proverbs 23:7, what a man thinketh, so is he. You're thinking about that bad stuff that happened. You know what? You're going to start up singing like the what is it? Hee-haw. Groom despair and agony on me. Groom despair and agony on me. Even when we're bad luck, I have no luck at all. Groom despair. You'll be singing that song. I'm going to tell you something. Life will be better for you if you stop focusing on the negatives in your past.
Amen.
If you stop sauteing and marinating and ruminating and meditating on the past.
Amen.
Do you think that Joseph would have ended up premier of Egypt, second in command next to the Pharaoh, if he had gotten upset and started kept dragging the fact that his own flesh and blood put him in a pit? And then his own flesh and blood sold him into slavery. Come on now. He could be talking about slavery all his life. There's some folk, you know, I'm not knocking this. I'm not saying that it wasn't bad. But I'm not dragging the slavery of my forefathers around with me. I'm going to press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to keep bringing that up because I got new horizons to go over. I got new victories to plant the flag of the of Jesus Christ on. You know, glory to God. We need to stop going into the past and dredging up the wrongs done us in the past. We need to start thinking about the present and the future, because when you, glory to God, you had an abusive marriage, or your mother and father, that they treated you bad, and you at 75 years old, and you still talking about how your mother treated you when you were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Something's wrong with that. You still dragging back. Get rid of, ditch the baggage,
Amen.
Baby.
Amen.
I say that, and I mean it. Ditch the baggage, baby, because you're still being a baby in that.
Hallelujah.
You talking about what your mother did when you were 15 and you 85. What in the world is wrong with you? And you sitting up there crying about something that happened. Jesus, glory to God. Lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. That stuff, I mean, if you think about that stuff, that's gonna get into your spirit, and it's going to make you cry. It's going to make you hurt again, like it just happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know time flies, but 75 years ain't yesterday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read the next verse.
Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7.
Read that for me.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
See, you sometimes some of you talk a good talk. Oh, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. And then you go in depression. You go into stress out mode, and 'cause you don't give it to the Lord. God said, be anxious for nothing, but you don't pay attention to that. You skip over that part and go somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you, if you stand on the word of God, if you eat the word of God, if you live the word of God, if you speak the word of God, I want you to know that that is going to go. Hallelujah. I got another scripture coming up right now. Glory to God. Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30 says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take that peace. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. You will find peace for your soul. For my, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Read that verse 30 of that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Matthew 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's all. You don't have to read it. It just came to me. I thank God because I read it before. And God, the Holy Spirit brings it back to your remembrance. But if you haven't read it, it ain't going to come back, because it comes back to your remembrance if you read it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, see, you need to be dealing with the word of God. Your word of God is your fuel. I don't care if you got a Lamborghini in your driveway. If you don't have no gasoline, if you don't have no oil in that thing, I'm going to tell you, you ain't going nowhere. Your gasoline, your oil, is the word of God. And if you only read it once a week, once a month, if you let somebody else read and you don't read it yourself, something's wrong with you, girl. Something's wrong with you, boy. Something's wrong with you, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister. Because, glory to God, your vehicle of life ain't going nowhere. Because you're gonna be in a ditch. Hallelujah. You say ditch. The baggage. I didn't say stay in a ditch. You put the baggage in a ditch, and then you get to stepping. You go to hallelujah. You go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward. I press the word to mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Paraphrase, of course. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God told you to forget those things, what's your problem? Why are you keeping bringing that stuff up? Because I'm going to tell you something. You got to think what you're thinking about. Because everything you think is a seed that's going to be planted in your garden.
Amen.
You better get rid of it. You better pray for crop failure. Get rid of that stuff, that negative stuff. Because you think about, you think about the sky is falling, Chicken Little. You think about this, and nobody loved me, nobody. And that's gonna grow seed. And next thing you know, you got somebody that gave you a gun, and you've been loading the gun, getting ready to blow your brains out. Because you let that thing grow.
Mm.
You planted that seed.
Jesus.
And then if it's not bad enough, some of you let it grow so much that you take a gun to your job and you shoot 10 people, and then you kill yourself. I got news for you. This may sound bad, but you just pray for Brother Burr. If you want to take yourself out, you go to the bridge by yourself and jump over. Don't you go to no mall and take two sticks of dynamite and blow everybody up. Nobody want to go with you. I don't know who want to go with you. You know, look here. If you want to do that, go ask somebody. Look here, I'm getting ready to blow myself up at the mall. You want to go with me? See how many people say yes. Do you think anybody say yes to that, Pastor Peter?
No.
Y'all got to understand that y'all got to get rid of the dumb stuff. And it's dumb to be thinking about stuff that happened to you 40 years ago, and you're still worrying about it. Yes, you broke your leg when you was 5, but it healed, and you're walking. And you're still thinking about Jody, he pushed you down and broke your leg. I hate that boy, Jody. Look, if you hate a Jody, God, and you say you love God, God say you're a liar. Because if you say you love God and you hate your brother, you're lying. The truth is not in you. That's what the word said. I did not say it. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. Your depression is simply the absence of hope. You want to get some hope? You need to read the word of God. You don't go to every psychologist in the world. You don't read all the books in the world. Don't listen to TV. Dr. Phil, Dr. Jill, Dr. Magan, the doctor, whoever else. And you still, the hope is in Christ. Go ahead, read the next scripture because I'm getting, I got to tell some folks how to deal with this thing. Come on.
Deuteronomy 31, 1 and 2.
Go ahead.
Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. He said unto them, I am 120 years old.
Stop. You worried about dying? God said in Genesis 6, verse 3, that you got 120 years. I don't care what nobody else says. They say, well, he said 70 years and 80. That was in the wilderness. We talking about what God said. And that's what happened to them disobedient folk in the wilderness. Come on now. All right, go ahead. Read some more.
I am 120 years old this day, I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan.
He is telling you, I've been relying on the Lord for the most part of my life. These last days, I made it to 120. Y'all folks, some of you are depressed. Y'all 85 years old, and you tell the Lord, any day now, I'm going. No! I will
stand on the word of God. Lord, you said in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, I got 120 years. I'm gonna deal with that. I'll deal with that, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Leslie Hope, he lived to 100. Maybe he should have called up on the Lord and said, look here, I got 20 more years left, Lord. You said we had 120. But anyway, okay, the next scripture.
Proverbs 17:22.
Here is one of the answers. Glory to God.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and a broken spirit drieth the bones.
Y'all, that needs to press it. That's a broken spirit. Because, see, you're supposed to lean on the Lord. God, Christ is our hope. But if you don't have, glory to God, how do I get back to where I need to be? Well, first of all, you got to kind of put some Band-Aids on that broken spirit. Because it's hard to cry when you're laughing unless you're crying tears of joy while you're laughing. Because somebody just gave you a cashier's check for $5 million. You're crying and laughing at the same time. Hallelujah. So sometimes it happens, you know, because sometimes it's snowing and raining all at the same time. Sometimes the sun's shining and it's snowing all at the same time. I don't know, you know, but sometimes that stuff happens. But hallelujah, glory to God. A merry heart that's good like a medicine. You know somebody who's depressed? Do what this sister told me. Look, you know, a lot of my information, I call the reference department of the library. And one of the ladies, I guess they know me because I call quite often, she said, well, this one sister that had cancer, she said she looked at funny stories all the time.
Praise God.
And she gave me pressure. That helped her. Laughter does good like a medicine.
Yeah.
In India, in a hospital, the point is Sarah something. I can't even remember the name of it. Glory to God. It was the first hospital in the world that established a unit that just went around from room to room, patient. Their job was to make them laugh.
Praise God.
Because scientists have now said that laughter does good like a medicine. It helps to get the endorphins flowing, the antibody, build up the antibodies, and all that other kind of stuff. Guess what? The Word of God said that, what, 3,000 years ago?
Amen.
2,000 years ago?
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. They're catching up with God. Oh, Lord have mercy. They're a little slow, but that's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I talked about Bob, because a lot of people that watched Bob got healed.
Praise God.
And didn't know why they were getting healed. They were laughing at his antics. They were in hospitals. He'd go over to the hospitals during wartime and go and visit the veterans of those that were wounded, and they felt better. They began to get better. They were healed.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you know somebody that's depressed is always boo-hooing, always, nobody knows the trouble. You go and tell them a joke. People know I'm a funny person. I will tell you a joke in a minute. Hallelujah, because it does good like a medicine. The Word of God says so. What's that? Proverbs 17, verse 22. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. The last verse, the last scripture, Romans 15, 13.
Yeah, go ahead and read that.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hope is in God, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, depression or the clear, and see, y'all folks taking psychotropic drugs, that don't keep you from being depressed. That dumbs you down so you don't know you're depressed. Because as long as you're thinking the same thoughts, guess what? Depression is just hidden. It got a curtain over it. It got a blanket over it. Oh, okay. Well, let me give you another example. You got y'all who have put pit bulls, I apologize to you. This is just an example. You got a pit bull who has rabies. And he just broke through the window. He's in your house. Now, throwing a blanket over that pit pool, what does that do, Pastor Peaches?
Nothing.
Throwing a blanket over you, what does that do, Pastor Peaches?
Nothing.
See, glory to God. Y'all don't understand. Science is now coming up to say that 75 to 98% of all illnesses, emotional, physical, social, psychological illnesses, are predicated or are caused by what we think.
Mm.
Your depression that you're suffering from is by what you think. Get rid of stinking thinking, y'all. But I can't. Yes, you can. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Get in Christ, baby.
Hallelujah.
You know, I know that's easy to say. Get in Christ. That's easy to do. Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take over, Lord. Hallelujah. Forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again, and now you're seated in the right hand of the Father. Make an intercession for me. Get in Christ.
Amen.
And you know you're going to win. You know why you're going to win? Because 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. Mm. You in Christ? Hallelujah. God, you're going to win. The session of depression is over. Say this to me. The session of depression is over. Okay, come, y'all out there that have been fighting depression, says the session of depression is over. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ prevail. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, to put the icing, you know what the icing on the cake is, don't you, Pastor Peter?
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Bitch, the baggage, baby. That should have been the title. Ditch the baggage, baby. Ditch the baggage, baby. Stop carrying around stuff you don't need to carry around. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Give it to him. Turn it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had one of my cousins was telling me something that Bishop Dozell used to say. Said, read your Bible. And what's it up for? Read your Bible and consider. I don't know. I wish he was around now. Read your Bible. I know. Read your Bible. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be all right. Read your Bible. Depression's going to go if you read your Word of God. Because you're going to be filled up with, hallelujah, Holy Ghost filled gasoline. Hallelujah. That's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to have oil in your tank. Mm. You're going to have four wheels, and then you're going to have a spare just in case. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read your Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you that listen to this word today. Hallelujah. Because Pastor Peaches, you know what? I'm almost finished with this. Hallelujah. And I know it's early, too, isn't it?
Hallelujah. 8:18, huh?
What? I tell you. But, you know, depression. Don't try to get no pseudo obfuscate to make something complex or complicated. Just say what it is. Depression is the absence for hope, from hope.
It is the enemy's job to make the saints of God think that the word of God does not work. But it will work if we work the word.
Say it again.
The word of God will work if we work the word.
Some of them folks, see what they do, what the enemy does, he try to get you by yourself. So I ain't going to that church because it got hypocrites in it. But I'm depressed. Oh, I need God's help. But I ain't going to this. Look here, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You get injured on the street, and the ambulance comes, and they're taking you to the hospital. And you go to the hospital and say, no, I ain't going in there because they got sick people in there. Somebody look and say, well, you're crazy. That's where sick people belong, so they can get well.
Amen.
You ain't going to the hospital because they got sick people there. You ain't going to the church because they got hypocrites there. Hypocrites need to be there on their knees, maybe, but they need backsliders on their knees, maybe, but they need to go to the church. Hallelujah. You need to be a part of a Bible living, a Bible reading, a Bible teaching, a Bible, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, a Bible-led, hallelujah, Christ-centered. Hallelujah, church, hallelujah, that's preaching the uncompromised word of the Lord. That's what you need. Not so you can be entertained, but so you can make it from day to day.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm trying to get you to live another day. Because some of you were thinking about going upstairs in your, and jumping out your window. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That's only the second floor. You're just going to cripple yourself, baby. You know? Just get down on your knees.
Hallelujah.
And call out to the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And some of y'all think about jumping out the window on your first floor. It's the first floor, baby. You ain't going to hurt yourself really bad, hopefully, unless you fall on something. Look, Jesus, y'all got to get in the Word.
Thank you.
Not occasionally.
Amen.
But consistently, yes, let it be, yes, coming out your ears. Let it be on your forehead. Let it be. Look here. Hallelujah. You sneeze and say, "Jesus is Lord," or "Praise the Lord," or "God bless me," or something. What you gotta have it coming out your pores. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, and that way. You can say, look here, go to John 16:33. Glory to God.
John 16:33,
real quick, since I got a little time. Hallelujah. See, y'all folks got to understand this, that you dealing with a winner.
Hallelujah. 23 or 33?
33.
Say, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Look, you live and life's going to happen to you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's go around and circles comes again. Good, bad, and ugly. Go around and circles comes again. But be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world. Hang around other folk who got the same idea that Jesus will come and your cup's overrun. Look. Hang around good folk, because the people you hang around minister life or death to you. Don't hang around a bunch of depressed people. Guess what? You hang around five depressed people, guess what?
You're going to be number six.
Mm. You hang around five people that are getting ready to commit suicide, what's going to happen?
You're going
to
be number six.
The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Hang around the right people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ditch your baggage, baby. Y'all can remember that. I'm just going to annex that baby to my message. Ditch the baggage, baby. But I'm a man. Ditch the baggage. If you've been carrying around baggage that you picked up when you were 10, 11, 15 years old, and you're 55 and 60 now, ditch the baggage, baby. But you're calling me. Yeah, well, look here. No, look here. Oh, you don't like what I just said? Well, I tell you, you can come and meet me. You can come on down to 1220 West Lexington Street. I ain't going to be there, but you can meet me there. That's for you, Audrey. Lord have mercy. No, I got my big brother, he gets you if you try to mess with me. Because the Bible... The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the subject. Ditch the baggage, babies. Stop carrying around baggage that should have been ditched a long time ago.
Hallelujah.
And just remember the good things. Remember the victories. Remember the successes. Hallelujah. The conquest.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you remember.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for giving that to each and every listen unto the sound of my voice. We decree and declare it in their lives. We thank God that the session of depression is over. Finished. Zip. Finito. It's over. And it's over rapido right now.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours. Hallelujah.
You can just make a list. Hallelujah. Go back in your mind and get out a piece of paper and make a list. What did God do for me today? What was I standing in need of and he blessed me with? What came in the mail that was a blessing to me? How was I blessed in church this past Sunday when I needed some shoes? Who blessed me with some shoes? Who called me up and offered to take me shopping? And, you know, and sometimes, because it's the enemy's job to make us not even remember, you know, the things that God has done. But what God has done before, he can do again. He can do again. Hallelujah. He's the same God. If anybody has any kind of age on them, God has brought you through a whole lot.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God wants you to bring into remembrance even of him. But Lord, you brought me through school. Lord God, now I need you to take me through college, Father. Lord God, you stood with me, Lord God, when this was happening. Lord, I need you to stand with me when this is happening. And God, let you know, God, whatever he did before, he can do it again and again. The word of God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is ever there waiting just to prove himself to you, to show himself strong in your life. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to brag on him.
Yeah.
He wants you to tell other people about him so they can come to him, so they can enjoy this beautiful life that we live in. Hallelujah. He doesn't want them to worry. He doesn't want them to turn around, oh, dragging around and, oh, I need this, and, oh, wow, woe is me, woe is me. No, that's not the song he wants you to sing. Hallelujah. When you get tired of hearing your coworkers and your friends singing this, oh, so sad song, share with them a new song so they can sing a new song, please. Let them know what Jesus has done for you and what he can do for them. The same God that you serve, he wants you to share with your friends and your family what he's done for you, so that he can do the same for them. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Pastor Peaches, I just thought of something, and I just want to share this real quick. We need to stop telling God how big our troubles or problems are, and we need to start telling our problems and our troubles how big our God is.
Hallelujah, yes.
I thought I'd just share that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for the word of God that's gone forth on this evening. Hallelujah. Write down the scriptures if you need, if you weren't able to write them down after we go off the air. You can call me and I will give them to you. Again, this dial 410-444-5152, and I will give you, if you text my phone, 443-416-1201, I will send you a picture of the scriptures as I have them written down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, while the scriptures are going on, while the pastor is preaching, sometimes we may not be able to absorb it. You need to, like, go over the scriptures again. And you know what? And it's good. Sometimes you just need to marinate something. And we just thank God for it. If you'd like to call after the broadcast is over, 410-444-5152. If you'd like to send a communication to the church, address your envelope RYMM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Come into my heart, Father, and I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you've gone from death unto life. It's just as easy as that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See you on Sunday, 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Dial the same number from 3 to 4:30 on Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
forget, this coming Friday night, 7 to 8:30, Women's and Men's Fellowship.
You need to say that again.
Hallelujah. This coming Friday night, 7 o'clock to 8:30, Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah.
7 p.m.
Jesus.